Meow! Welcome to the Cat Tunes Podcast. I'm your host, Catherine Corelli. On this podcast, I'm going to talk about the stories behind my songs, the production tools that I've used, the production methods that I've employed, the instruments that I've played, the instruments that I've discovered, the arrangement methods that I've used, the real-life stories which precipitated the creation of my entire albums or of my separate tracks. So let's jump right into it, shall we? And welcome you listening to the Cat Tunes Podcast. This is episode number 73. Today we're going to be talking about a song called Morning, which is the song from the Love in Space album. This song is kind of weird in its whole in its own way. It stands out amongst the other songs because of its structure and also because of its lyrical content, and it also kind of marks a shift in the album's timeline. In a way, it's sort of a culmination, a realization, a breaking point, you could say. Morning is a very tragic song. Initially, when Leo brought me the chord progression for the demo, it sounded kind of, I don't know, it sounded too classical and I didn't want it to be that way. I wanted to actually make it real, to make it palpable, to make it breathe. Because to me, this chord progression seemed too contrived and not really genuine. It's just a standard chord progression, whatever. So I had to write some lyrics and I had to write a melody, which I did. And I've picked a rather dramatic topic for this song. It's the morning of waking up after a party. And it's pretty much along the lines of... There is a song by Placebo called In the Cold Light of Morning. And it's a pretty bleak song. It's bleak and it's sad. And you can feel the shrieking loneliness that sort of seethes through that song, through the lyrics and through the music. And I think in Morning, I was trying to kind of convey that vibe. I wanted to humanize it. I didn't want it to make into a dramatic song in the sense of excessive pathos and something like this. No, I wanted to make it very human. From a standpoint of a girl who goes through exploration of life, and part of that is dating in the context of casual sex and the devastating effects of a very casual encounter. And what does it exactly feel like? How lonely is it to be there? Let me read the lyrics and I think you will get pretty much the meaning of the song. It's not really that complicated. The void comes in the morning, as the cold light leaks through the window. It creeps through the sheets that still hold the night moaning, over your shoulders and down on my back. It floats with the first drag I take, the bleak shivers bring me awake. Motionless bodies are everywhere, sleeping and breathing, they're high and there. Yesterday's leisure for heavens and pleasure. Today's just nothing, and I feel the same. I don't remember your name. I believe before you open your eyes. The pain comes in the morning, as the cold light gets more and more boring. The scratches, the bruises, the drinks, and the juices cover my skin. The smoke's getting thicker. And every second the time stops, but I don't feel sublime. The mirrors show nothing save what I fear. Reflections of May that won't disappear. Yesterday's leisure for heavens and pleasure. Today is just nothing, and I feel the shame. I don't remember your name. I will leave before you open your eyes. I ran to somewhere and got to nowhere. I have lost myself today. With the morning, the void is coming. You're not what you were to me. With the morning, the pain is coming. I'm not what I used to be. And these are the lyrics for Morning. As you can see, it's not a very happy song, and you will hear it musically too. It's tragic. It sounds like the chord progression sort of gives it an edge. The chord progression and the melody gives it a very classical edge. But this classical edge has a tragic weight attached to it. It's heavy emotionally. It's dense and thick in that sense. It's like that heavy, heavy feeling that clutches your heart and weighs on it like a burden, like a stone, and it pulls your heart down. It's that kind of feeling, and it's kind of dark at the same time. It's kind of dark, and it's rainy. And you wake up in this, and you light a cigarette, and you're watching the aftermath of, you know, this party. You're looking at all these buddies, you're looking at these acquaintances or friends or whatever, and you're looking at the boyfriend whom you kind of call your boyfriend. You look at him and you're thinking, how could I really go for all of this? Your boyfriend wanted to have fun and you said, okay, well, so be it. And you went along, and then you look at this and you're like, this is not what I want. This is not what I want my life to be like. And there is something very destructive about this. Very destructive. And you want to just run away. You want to quietly put on some makeup in the morning, get yourself together, or maybe correct your old makeup from last night. Get a shower. Or maybe not, because you don't want to make any noises. And you want to slip out of that apartment and you want to just run away. Run away and stay alone for a while. And let this sadness kind of dissipate. And find someone who will not be into partying like this. Find someone who is not gonna be demanding entertainment like this from you. Someone who will just have you and be happy with that. Because you don't want all of this deviance, you don't want all of this party time. That's not what you really want. It's very emptying. It's very, very emptying. And it's not fun. It's not fun at all. And the problem is that it's not even you want this. You don't want this. You just went along because your boyfriend wanted that. And he has friends and he has buddies and etc. etc. And you just go for it. And you kind of numb out the pain, the emotional pain of it, while it's going on that night. And you drink, and you drink, and you drink. You're dealing with jealousy. You don't want to share your boyfriend with anybody. You don't like it. You find it degrading. And you kind of love him, and you're attached to him, so you can't run away. But then in the morning when you wake up and you look at all of this and the aftermath, you want to get out of here. You know that it's not for you, really. It's not what you want. It's not what you need. It's not what you deserve. This is what the song is about. And with that being said, let's move on to the next section, to the music analysis, shall we? So, here's the music analysis. So, morning is, first off, morning is in the key of B minor, and it's just 90 BPM. It's on the slower side of things, and it's kind of the slower side of the album, because the next track, Love and Space, is not going to be any faster either, perhaps even slower. Morning starts in a choir-like fashion, with a chord progression that resembles a choir. So we're starting in B minor, and first there is an intro, and this chord progression will be also used for the outro. So it starts in a very quiet place, after the initial samples roll out and the actual music kicks in. So let's listen to the intro, and then I will explain. So the intro starts in B minor. We're actually not deviating from B minor at all in the intro and in the outro, and the whole song starts there and ends there. So we're starting with a B minor chord. Then there is a C sharp. Diminished fifth minus seven, going into a diminished seven chord. Then there is a B minor on the base of D. It goes into an E minor minus seven, E minor with a sixth. It goes into a B minor on the base of F sharp. G major plus seven. Into a E minor on the base of G. Then we're going into B minor on the base of D. E minor. F sharp suspended fourth into an F sharp. Into a B minor. And then we're going into the verse. Let's listen to the verse.
The void comes in the morning, as the cold light leaks through the window. It creeps through the sheets that still hold the night moaning, over your shoulders and down on my back. It floats with the first drag I take, the bleak shivers bring me away.
We're going right into the first verse, and we are still in B minor. Nothing's really... There are some modular deviations within the verse, but we're not really landing in an absolutely different key. The void comes in the morning, as the cold light bleeds through the window. Creeps through the sheets that still hold the night moaning,
over your shoulders and down on my back. It floats with the first drag I take. The bleak shivers bring me away. Motionless bodies are everywhere, sleeping and breathing their high and bare. Yesterday's leisure for heavens and pleasure, today is just nothing, and I feel the same. I don't remember your name. I will leave before you open your eyes.
So what's going on here? There is a B minor. The first four chords are going to be on the bass of B minor. So there is a B minor, an E minor with an added C sharp on the bass, still the same bass, B. Then an F sharp major chord on the bass of B, back to B minor. B minor, F sharp minor on the bass of A. B minor with an added second on the bass of D. E minor on the bass of G. A major with an added second on the bass of C sharp. D major. E minor minus 7. A major minus 7. D major suspended fourth into a D major. E major minus 7. F sharp major minus 7. D minor. C major. D major. G major plus 7. A major minus 7. B major minus 7. E minor, E minor with a diminished fifth, then also with an added sixth, B minor on the bass of D, C sharp diminished seventh into an F sharp minor minus 7, B. Diminished 7th, D diminished 7th chord on the bass of F, E minor with an added 6th, then a B minor on the bass of F sharp suspended 4th, F sharp major minus 7, into a B on the bass of D, so here is that B, and going into an F sharp minor on the bass of A, G major plus 7, and into a B major.
In the morning, as the cold light leaks through the window, it creeps through the sheets that still hold the night moaning over your shoulders and down on my back. It floats through the first drag I take. The bleak shivers bring me away. Motionless bodies are everywhere, sleeping and breathing their
The second verse is basically just like the first one, but still, let's listen to it because the melody in the second verse is different. And we'll listen to the second verse and we'll go right into the outro, which is... it's a short song. There is an outro that serves... it serves the function of a hook. Instead of a hook, there is this double outro. And let's listen to the end, and I will comment.
The pain comes with the morning, as the cold light gets more and more boring. The scratches, the bruises, the drinks and the juice.
So as you can see, the second verse is basically has basically the same chord progression. It develops in a different way, and the vocal melody is different. It's just higher. Instead of being an octave lower, it starts. The pain comes with the morning, as the cold light gets more and more boring. The scratches, the bruises, the drinks and the juices cover my skin. The smoke's getting thicker and every second the time stops, but I don't feel sublime. The mirror shone. What I fear, reflections of me that won't disappear. Yesterday's leisure for heaven's pleasure. Today is just nothing, and I feel the same. I don't remember your name. And then after this verse, we're going right into the coda, into the outro. And this is where the initial intro chord progression repeats itself. Of course, it happens in a more energetic animated fashion. I ran to somewhere and got to I have there's that bass line below under the F sharp major, and then there is a little conclusion. And the song concludes on B major. Mourning has sort of an uplifting quality to it. It is a dark song. It is a dark and tragic song. As you can hear from the chord progression, as you can hear from the melody, it is not a happy song at all. However, every time the verse concludes on B major, and the first verse then switches back to B minor, but in the end, even after this tragic, heartbreaking outro, everything goes back into B major again and concludes there. So I would say that this B major chord that reappears occasionally throughout the song actually resembles a beam of sunlight that shines some hope. That's what that B major chord is about. It could have not been there altogether, but I thought that it would be really cool to have it. That's why it's there. And with that being said, let's move on to the next section, shall we? So this was the music analysis for Mourning. As you can see, it's a pretty tragic song, as I said in the very beginning. It's not a happy song at all. It's a very solemn song. And it's heavy in that sense. The important thing to understand about the context on the album for this song is that this song sits right before Love in Space. Love in Space is an absolutely different thing. Love in Space shines against Mourning, but Mourning has to precede Love in Space, because without Mourning, there would have been no Love in Space. One can't really appreciate love unless one knows loss. One can't really appreciate it and see it when something real happens, when it's really... when it's really heavenly, when it's really blissful, when one doesn't know pain or tragedy, when one doesn't know suffering. That's why Love in Space follows after Mourning, and we'll be talking about Love in Space next time. But it's that point on this album that it's basically the focal point of the whole album. Perhaps it's not the climactic point, but it is the focal point. That's why the album is called Love in Space. So it leads up to this point. The next episode is going to be about the key song on this album. But Mourning leads up to this. It's this realization of that without him, without real, true love, nothing makes any sense. Nothing matters. Everything becomes empty and void. And no carnal pleasures, no passing, fleeting pleasures can replace true love. So that's the important place that Mourning occupies on the Love in Space album. And with that being said, I'm going to be wrapping up this episode. Of course, if you haven't listened to any of my music, I want to invite you to check it out.
Look up Catherine Carella on any major streaming platform. I got the link in the footnotes to this episode. Find me on Spotify or Apple Music or iTunes or Teaser or wherever you consume music. You can also find me on YouTube, and since you go there, you might also want to check out my my official YouTube channel. I have a series called Cat Talk, and I got a series called Cat Vibes. On the Cat Vibes series, which is a lot more casual, I'm showing some, you know, casual beautiful footage from around my state, and a lot of footage of me recording guitars for various albums, or my recording process as far as vocals, you know, this kind of stuff. So if you want to check me out and subscribe to my channel, I would appreciate that. And of course, I want to invite you to check out my other business, which is Southern Caracol, skin health and aromatherapy. Check out our website, southerncaracol.com. We've got a collection of wonderful skin healing soaps, and I mean it literally, skin healing soaps. That's what they're made for. They're all natural soaps, lotions, which are good for your skin. They effectively treat eczema, psoriasis, acne, dry skin, that kind of stuff. They even help if you have like scratches or wounds or something like this on your skin. It can help you actually make your skin better and heal faster. These are the oatmeal honey soap bars. Please check them out and check out our line of lotions. We recently restocked on them, and we have quite a few. Check out my website, southerncaracol.com. Again, the link is going to be in the footnotes. I love you. Thank you for spending your time with me. I appreciate you, and you will hear me next time.